Sindh's senior minister Sharjeel Inam Memon on Tuesday called on Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, leaders Nawaz Sharif and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif to restrain their ministers from issuing provocative statements, warning that escalating tensions over disputed canal projects could destabilize interprovincial relations. Speaking at a joint press conference in Karachi alongside senior Pakistan People's Party, PPP, leaders Nasir Hussain Shah and Ajaz Damra, Sharjeel Memon expressed concern over what he described as irresponsible remarks by some PMLN ministers. If this approach continues, we may not be able to stop our own spokespersons from responding in kind, the minister cautioned. He reiterated PPP's firm and long-standing opposition to the construction of controversial canal projects, arguing they undermine Sindh's water rights. Sharjeel Memon said the party holds documented evidence of Sindh's consistent opposition since the project's approval by federal water regulators during the caretaker government. We have official records proving that the Sindh chief minister objected at every stage, he asserted. According to Sharjeel, Sindh's representatives voiced dissent when the Indus River System Authority, IRSA, issued no objection certificates during the caretaker setup, allowing the controversial projects to move ahead. Even back then, we made our position clear, he said. He revealed that Federal Minister Rana Sanola had contacted him twice in recent days, and that Shehbaz Sharif had expressed interest in finding a resolution. The Prime Minister is the leader of the whole country, not just one province. He should address these valid concerns and remove the reservations of the people, the minister added. While defending the right to peaceful protest, the minister urged demonstrators to avoid blocking roads and disrupting economic activities. Livestock trucks and export consignments are stuck. Protesting is a constitutional right, but public inconvenience must be avoided, he said. The minister also drew attention to the broader water-sharing issue, claiming that Sindh has not received its fair share of water under the 1991 Water Accord. He demanded the federal government fulfill its legal and constitutional obligations to ensure equitable distribution. Sharjeel criticized some PMLN ministers for adopting a confrontational tone, labeling them as non-political elements creating unnecessary tensions. Sensible political leaders diffuse situations. They don't inflame them, he said. He concluded by welcoming Sanala's recent outreach, but warned that continued provocation would leave PPP with no choice but to respond through its own political channels. The growing row comes amid wider tensions between the PPP-led Sindh government and the PMLN-dominated federal administration over resource sharing, governance, and provincial rights.